Johnny Manziel was back with the first team offense today. Brian Hoyer working with the second team. And head coach Mike Pettine addressed the media following today's practice and laid out his plan for the quarterbacks headed into the game against Washington.
Johnny's going to get reps with the ones. Just to me, the factor of starting the game, I think, is a little bit overblown in the situation because they're both going to get – we're going to try to balance the reps with the ones in the game. So I don't think it was anything that Brian came in ahead. And, it's a little overrated, who trots out there for the first time. Yeah, I don't know if we'll do it by quarters. We want to make sure that they're both getting reps, so it might be more of a – we haven't decided on how to do it. So we'll see when we meet on the off day, just because I think there's a lot of options on the table. We'll have to get that sorted out, how we want to do it. We're always going to be in a situation where we feel if we can make the roster better, then we'll go ahead and make that move. He's a guy that's very familiar with Kyle's system. We appreciated what Tyler did for us, but we just felt that we wanted to get Rex in here and just to see where he was and what he could do. Haven't gotten to that. I think that will also depend on where we are with the rest of the roster. You get a guy that you absolutely want to keep. Connor Shaw will get some time as we go on, more likely in the fourth game, to kind of see where he is in a game setting. Because you have options. Okay, do you keep your third quarterback on the practice squad, or is he a guy that's schooled up and then he's on the street, or is it do you keep him on the 53? You have some choices, and those are decisions that are all down the road for us. No, it's not a surprise to hear that. I think the phenomenon still surprises all of us, but we want attention on this team because we're a good football team and we're winning games. It's nice to have the media attention here, but we want to get to the point where it's for the right reasons. I think we're very pleased. He's done a great job off the field, taking care of his body. We've monitored his reps. And I think he feels good where he is right now physically. And I think the Coach Ricci and Joe Sheehan feel good as well. So it's something we'll still continue to keep an eye on him. And then, he's a veteran guy. He'll know the system. If we have to give him, if we have to give him a day off during the season, we've had guys on those types of plans before. Because the biggest thing will be making sure he's available on Sunday. He was good. Some rookie mistakes, but I think if you asked him, he'd feel pretty good about the performance, kind of getting that first one under his belt, going against some pretty good defensive tackles. So he was certainly did not look out of place out there. Yeah, the strength, I think, is his versatility, that he can play the fullback. I think that comes more into play when you trim the roster all the way down. And you only have a limited number of guys on offense, and you need a fullback, and you need a third down back, and you need a guy that can get you out of a game at tailback. So, and he's pretty good on special teams for Chris Tabor as well. So I think that the versatility is something that's it's one of the reasons why he's been able to stick in this league for so long.